Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast going to be cloudy, windy. The rain will be ending, hopefully by this afternoon. High today near 59 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 56. It's 55 in Burlington, 55 in Milwaukee, 54 in Racine. The 2016 City of Racine budget put to bed last night by the Common Council without any discussion or last-second amendments. For the first time in recent memory, the budget includes sidewalk maintenance shifted to capital borrowing and $1.5 million in the CIP toward equipment for a rollout of garbage collection carts, the latter grabbing the attention of the Racine Taxpayers Association's George Myers during public comments.
Why would that be in the CIP? I can only think of two reasons, and I hope I'm wrong on both of them. One is that so when it does come up, whoever is pushing the plan can say, it's already in the CIP, so you must have approved it. And the other reason would be like that fancy police car you recently bought for $345,000. The city finance director could just say, well, it won't cost you any money. It's already in the CIP.
Budget includes wage increases for employees who did not receive them in the past few years. Also, the garbage cart system. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen previously indicating details still need to be worked out. The 2016 general fund budget approved 11-4. Alderman Perez, Shields, Wider, and Spintana voting no. And for the capital spending budget, it was a 10-5 vote. Budget's estimated tax impact right now is about 32 cents on a home valued at $100,000, pending the state's release next month of total assessed value on taxable properties. In the village of Sturtevant, the Board of Trustees unanimously approving their 2016 budget. It includes a slight increase in the mill rate. Administrator Mary Cole explaining the mill rate can't be finalized yet until she gets the amount of the school credit from the state at the end of the month.
The city of Green.
And that's due to a slightly lower assessed value once we receive our manufacturing numbers. So it's roughly $8.92. Per thousand, that's just the village's portion.
She reiterated this was a difficult budget process and that she had to use the fund balance to fill in deficits created by the loss of state transportation aids, also the addition of $20,000 in fire department capital expenses and $15,000 for the school district study. Annual and semi-annual parking passes in Sturtevant will be available for the train depot. That's the village board approving the additional passes at last night's meeting. Carthage College gets a $349,000 career-ready internship grant from the Great Lakes Higher Education Guarantee Corporation. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it'll provide nearly 200 new paid internships over the next three academic years.
With the funding, Carthage will seek to establish long-term internship programs with at least 80 businesses and nonprofits in southeast Wisconsin and northeast Illinois. The grant allows students with financial need to be paid $12 per hour for internships that otherwise would be unpaid or unavailable. Carolyn Freisch, Director of Employer Relations at Carthage, says survey feedback from local employers has been extremely positive and, quote, we're eager to expand our network of internship partners with this grant. Carthage has received career-ready grants twice in the past, leading to 128 paid internships since 2013. Go online to carthage.edu/career-ready for more information. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
We Energies has filed paperwork with Caledonia seeking the permits needed to install an air monitoring station in the village. Many of the residents near the Oak Creek Power Plant say their families are suffering from a number of serious ailments and diseases, and they're blaming particulate matter, mainly fly ash and coal dust, from the power plant. We Energy's Brian Manthe says the utility's installing this monitor at the request of those residents.
We took a look at that request, and even though there is no requirement from any of the environmental agencies, we felt like that's something what we'd be able to do. So we're hoping to get that permitted in Caledonia and then get it built hopefully by the end of this year or early next year.
The results, he said, will be posted publicly online. The plan to install that monitor by the railroad tracks near 7 Mile Road. Racine County Judge Michael Piontek has allowed a Caledonia woman facing charges of animal neglect to go back home and to keep any of the remaining animals still on her property. Susan Schmidtke had been ordered not to return to her home and to surrender any of the animals that she still had to the Wisconsin Humane Society, part of the bond that was set last week. Schmidtke explained that she was keeping some of the animals on her property for other people. When Caledonia police searched the farm and after receiving a complaint about the conditions there, several animals were removed. December 2nd is Schmidtke's preliminary hearing date on two felony counts of mistreating animals and eight misdemeanor charges related to the conditions in which those animals were found. And former Major League slugger Russell Branyon, who played with the Milwaukee Brewers in 2004, 05, and 08, is in trouble with the law in Nashville, Tennessee. He was arrested Monday night on charges of aggravated burglary at his ex-wife's home. A warrant alleges he broke into the house while she was sleeping, stole some items, and adjusted the thermostat. Branyon was arrested in 2008 on alleged domestic violence charges, which also involved his ex-wife. He played for 10 different teams spanning 14 big league seasons. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says he has no regrets over pushing a piece of state legislation that the Kenosha City Council is now thumbing its nose at. Aldermen this week unanimously voting to direct city administration to ignore a new state law requiring the city's water utility to provide hookups when and wherever adjacent municipalities request them. City says the measure, which applies only to Kenosha, would promote inefficiencies by forcing it to alter long-term plans piecemeal. Utility General Manager Ed St. Peter telling the aldermen this week the state's own constitution gives the city legal clout. Cruiser, though, believes it is not that clear-cut and says he has no regrets over working with Representative Samantha Kirkman to get this into the state budget. Special meeting of the Kenosha Airport Commission has been scheduled for later today. It's to deal with a couple of unrelated but rather important issues. Commission Chairman Steve Bostrom says a detention basin was recently installed next to a warehouse in Summers that's under construction may be problematic for airport operations. The pond, which can attract geese and other birds within 3,000 feet of the airport, in apparent violation of FAA requirements. Now, Bostrom says he's really not sure why this potential problem wasn't caught before the bulldozers started to move in.
First Industrial Trust, that's doing the development there, just closed on that property, I want to say, in August, July or August, and they started moving dirt the very second that they closed.
He says there are a couple of solutions, including the installation of a floating mesh cover, which is designed to keep the birds away. Also today, commissioners are expected to discuss a request about skydivers being allowed to take jumps over the airport. Meeting will be held at the airport's terminal building beginning at 3 o'clock. Striking Kohler Company workers have been ordered by a judge not to interfere with traffic near the company's property. It's a temporary injunction from a Sheboygan County judge, the result of traffic jams up to 2 miles long at times caused by more than 1,000 UAW members marching in solidarity on Monday. The union's on strike at Kohler for the first time since 1983. And Governor Walker being urged by some Milwaukee County residents to remove District Attorney John Chisholm. A petition's been submitted by Aldermanic candidate Tory Lowe, who claims more than 500 pages of documents in support of what he says is the need to remove Chisholm from office for cause. Governor's office has not commented on that request so far. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.